so much better.
So guys, welcome back to Manic with Jeff Epstein. I have my parents here, infamous as they may be. Actually, Dad, you're really the infamous one on here.
Okay.
That's your response? Okay. Well, say hello. Okay.
Hello. I don't know.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. No, they know you because Katie and I have told the story about the bicycle incident.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot of laughs.
Yeah, so I don't know if you know, but your famous quote from it is, you know, I'll bet you know who did it. Because
yeah, you did it.
No, I didn't. Do you remember what happened? This is when we were home in May.
Katie.
And
Katie.
I was pulling out of the driveway in the car, and Kate, and you walked up and you saw the bicycle on the sidewalk. And you said, did you ride my bicycle last night? And I said, no. And you paused and said, I bet y'all know who did it. And it was, and then you, it was Katie.
Yep, I knew.
Of course it was Katie.
Of course it was Katie. And then so Katie had come on again. And then we explained how when we went back in September, when do we go back?
Wait. I don't know. September. No, you were gone.
Oh, maybe that first bike incident happened over a year ago. And then when we were back this past time, she asked to take it again. You're like, no, I got 2 stolen and 3 wrecked. I'm not doing this again.
Yeah. And he locked it up.
Locked the bike up. So anyways, the listeners know you from that. And yeah, like I said, they know all about me. You're like, I don't get what they want to hear. And I was like, they know everything about my life. So they wanted to, you know, Katie and Justin have been on here. They love Katie and Justin. Who do you think they love more, Katie or Justin? Mom, don't answer because I know you know.
Katie.
They do. They love Katie. Justin, they can do with that. You say she's crazier?
She's crazier.
Who do you think is crazier, Katie or I?
You.
Okay, rank all the siblings from craziest to least crazy.
Well, we have one that could be certified crazy.
Who, me?
That might be Tiff.
Oh, okay, so you think she's... Oh, that's so do you think...
Nice.
That's not nice. Do you think
I'm
she's...
First.
Okay, so you think she's the craziest, and then...
No, I actually said you're the craziest, then Katie.
Then Katie. Then Justin, then Tiff.
Oh, you think Tiff's the least crazy?
She
crazy.
Has anger issues.
Most angry.
No,
that's
I'm
been a lot better lately.
Okay, so anyway, so the main point of bringing you on was the name change. And so I talked to Mom about this, and I told her that I had spoken to a talent manager just to get kind of guidance and things like that and whatever. And he was just like, first thing off the bat, he was like, you need to change your fucking name. He was like, it puts the worst taste in people's mouth, because as soon as they see it, their connotation to the name Jeffrey Epstein is like pedophile and this insane person. And then also sometimes, like, because of SEO stuff on the internet, like my name, it's either blocked on certain platforms or whatever, or I'll never be on the front page of Google and all that. So Dad, what do you think? Do you think I should change it?
Well, I have a hard time wanting you to change your name. I understand it from that. People do it for show business, and people do it for, like, Timmy. Did he legally change his name?
No.
No.
Okay, but he did have Timothy Daniels.
Yeah, and I think he just did that because he wanted like a better sounding name. Mine is because, like, I mean, you have no idea. The amount of people, like, I get, just to this morning, I get the nastiest messages because of it. People tell me awful things.
Right. So it's just not.
I
right
wouldn't want to see you change your name because, you know, I mean, like, there's 50,000, not 50,000, but just, I know there's tons of Mark Epsteins out there.
Wait, does anybody ever say anything to you? Does anybody say, oh, Epstein, that's your last name? And do they relate it back to Jeffrey Epstein?
No,
that's
never
to us.
Never.
Really?
Happened.
Justin said it's happened a few times where people have been like, oh, Epstein.
No, never. Because how many Epsteins are out there in this country? Tons.
Well, that's what I said too. When they're like, oh my God, Jeffrey Epstein. I'm like, do you know how other fucking Jewish people named Jeffrey Epstein are out there?
Yeah,
right?
And Mark Epstein and Larry Epstein.
Oh, there's actually, I just saw this in an article. There's a lawyer, or no, there was a judge in L.A. His name is Mark Epstein.
Well, there's a judge here in Hillsborough that did our friend's divorce, Mark Epstein.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Right in Edison, and he's still here. So sometimes I get his, people call me, and I go, you get the wrong Mark Epstein.
But that's okay. So I get mistaken stuff. People tag me about his wife, Ghislaine, and whatever, and they send me all this shit. And then, yeah, people, they bully me because they think that I'm...
But how
they think it's my fake name, but it's my real name.
Right.
But that can't, I mean, come on. If you had the name Jeffrey Dahmer, would you, what would you do on that? They know you wouldn't be the guy that just went.
But that's what I say too, or like my name was Adolf Hitler and things like that. But I guess it's just because no matter what, it puts a bad connotation. Here's my thing. My thing was like, listen, I was born with this name. It's not fair that I should have to change it. And I want to own it and say like, I'm reclaiming my name. But then there's that other part of me that's like, it's been an issue. Like I've lost like money and opportunities because of it.
I think it's a good name. I don't have a good time. I mean, if you say Jeffrey Epstein, the guy that went to prison, that's a different guy.
No, but I don't think you understand how.
I know.
As soon as people say Jeffrey Epstein,
like, oh my, jokes.
But you have no idea. You have no idea. Yeah, every single person I meet, any doctor's appointment, anything, I'm going to the chiropractor after this, they're going to be like, and they look at me and everyone goes, and they're just so taken aback. Or like I said, because of my.
Doesn't make sense because they know the guy's already dead.
That's what I say. But people are so fucking stupid.
Then they got to be stupid because the guy's dead. So they got to say anybody out there named Jeffrey Epstein. Hey, it's not that Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, that's what I said. But again, even if they know that, it just puts a bad taste in their mouth. And so if I want people to listen to my podcast or even if they go to my portfolio. So if somebody goes to my portfolio and they see Jeff L. Epstein to, you know, book me photography stuff, they're like, wait a minute. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's weird.
You could do a show name and then it wouldn't matter.
I know. And then I think too, sometimes I'm on Instagram or whatever, and I want to comment, like somebody posts a picture with their kids and I want to comment like, oh my God, those kids are so cute. But it looks so terrible for me to say that.
Well, again, you're not the same person that died in prison. So to me, people are just stupid then. That's all there is to it.
People are very stupid. So yeah, all
right, it's like right now, you know, everybody's doing the mask and people don't want to hear it. Then they're idiots. They wonder why they get it. And they go, oh, I didn't want to listen.
Are you both wearing a mask?
No.
We're here together, so we're not wearing
masks. No. I can't. I'll tell my listeners, I can't see them because they can't fucking figure out Zoom. I was like every other, you know, 100-year-old person in America.
I bet if we rebooted it, it would work, but it's too late for that.
If they rebooted it, but there's no reboot, so I don't
see them. I had an old version or something, so it was trying to give me an update. I bet you I got to shut my computer off for it to be shut on.
Oh, well, Mom, you've seen my apartment. Dad, you're seeing my apartment. Do you like
it? I see your apartment, yeah.
It's very nice.
It's very nice, right?
Yep.
It looks like a hotel room.
Everyone says that. It's like a little oasis, a little hotel room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I can see it. Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? It did come up with me that I had to do updates because I had the old version. So I bet you I have to shut my computer down to return on and then you would see it.
I bet you I know who did it. Okay. No. So if I were to change
an old version,
what would I change it to?
Well, we talked about this. And
Jeffrey Lewis.
But there's another guy named Jeff Lewis and he's a monster.
Oh, I went to high school with a friend named Jeffrey Lewis.
L-O-U-I-S or L-E-W-I-S?
L-E-W-I-S.
L-E-W.
Ah, yes.
Okay. So you think Jeffrey Lewis? It sounds so sour. I can't believe I got that name. What were the names that we were going to be if we were going to be girls?
Jillian and Jamie.
Jesus Christ. Who was going to be who? We actually wouldn't have known that.
We didn't know until you were born who you were.
And somebody was like, well, what if you change your first name? Like, well, there's no change. That's even more annoying. And then, like, obviously, it's like, that's stupid. And also, I am such a Jeff. That is true.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't take that away from you.
And if you change your name, then sometimes people, you know, Social Security, you impact, like, everything you've done for your life. I don't know if it's good or bad, but you will impact how people have to track you down. If it's a good thing, friends from that want to see you. High school buddies, you can't get a hold of people.
No, well, I hope.
I think just legalities as far as.
It's that. Security.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare too. And like I said, I've also built a presence already under this name. People know me under this name. And so then I'd have to shift it. And she's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Right. You know, Justin got lucky because even if he wanted to change his name, he would at least have a great middle name to go change to. If he changed his name to Justin Topi, like that would be great.
Well, he hated that name in the beginning.
Now he thinks he's so cool. His Instagram is Justin Topi.
I know. Because everybody started calling him Topster.
Sorry.
Oh my, they call him JT. He's such a mess. He just called me. We're getting stuff ready for Vegas tomorrow.
I know. I just talked to him.
Oh, what did he say? Did he just get back from Joshua Tree?
Yeah.
Which is a park, right?
Yeah.
It's in the desert. What did he say?
He said that he'll never camp again.
Well, first of all, I was like, you're going in the winter. It's going to be free. And when you go in the desert, it's hot in the day. It's so cold at night.
At night,
cold.
Right.
But then he said he had to go to the bathroom and he had to go in the woods.
Oh, my God. And I feel like.
I'll take a bucket.
Well, that's what I told him, too. And that's why I was like, I wouldn't want to go because I was like, I guess the only redeeming factor, I was like, it doesn't sound like ideal conditions. But I was like, you're going there to like do shrooms and have fun. So it's fun. But like, for me, I'm like, I would just be camping. It sounds awful.
Right.
Yeah, I don't
care. I said, I like the Marriott better.
I like the Marriott too. We're actually looking at Airbnbs to stay later this month. And then, yeah, the MGM, we got it for $40. I'm so excited. We'll have a 2-day hotel.
Yeah, it's crazy you don't get COVID because I'm surprised they reopened up again.
Well, it's not. And then everything, most things, we're just like staying at the hotel and using the pool. And then here in LA, starting tomorrow, all our restaurants are complete. We never opened up completely. We opened up, we had outdoor seating, but even that, it's all done. No more restaurants.
Oh, no. When I left Vegas, it shut down on me.
Oh, you have no.
Oh, yeah. When it started.
I have pictures of saying that. They actually physically threw us out of Vegas. We had to leave. They just told us, you have to be out here by 10 in the morning. You're done.
Threw you out. And what were you doing in Vegas? Partying with your buddies?
Yeah, we went there to see. We went to see a show and all. Everything was closed down by when we got into Vegas.
It was part of a ski trip.
It was part of my ski trip.
You went skiing in Las Vegas?
No, I went skiing in Utah. And then we were going to fly out of Vegas. We were flying out of Vegas because it wasn't that far from my buddy's house, 40 minutes.
Oh, I might go to Utah this month. I'm going to go to Salt Lake City.
Chris Kurz lives in Utah, which we went four-wheeling, quads. He's got all that kind of stuff. It was a blast.
Oh, I might go to Salt Lake City to snowboard. But
well, that would be good. If it's
I was open. I was in Brian's head, and they shut that down. So they shut everything down on us.
We're thinking about that, maybe either Salt Lake City or maybe, whatchamacallit, we might go to Arizona or just back to Palm Springs just because there's these options and we have the month and it's like, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, because for Christmas, and like, what are you guys going to do?
Absolutely not much.
Just hang on.
With you, Justin?
Well, I'm going to try to go. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to do much. There's nothing to do. I'm going to Petrox in a little bit to see friends that I have not seen since before COVID. And I don't even know if where we're going to sit. Like, are they going to throw us out? Or are they going to make us sit outside?
Well, can't you sit indoors in New Jersey?
As of right now, but it's only 25%. So we could get there at 5 o'clock and they could say, we got more than 25% full. You can't come in.
Wow.
So that's happens all the time.
Well, yes.
They bring you at the door and say, we got too many people in the restaurant. You can't come in.
What a mess.
It's a disaster. But in another month, hopefully, like we said, we might have a vaccine and it might start to change. And then hopefully by next summer, the world's a better place.
Mm-hmm. But no, so for Christmas, so I'm staying here. I'm going to do something, you know, whatever. And then
with friends?
With, you know.
People.
With, I just don't want to say his name yet.
Yeah,
Yeah. And then, so we're going to do something. And then, yeah, I don't know what Katie and Timmy are going to do. I guess they'll go to his parents.
Going to Timmy's parents.
There's not going to be much going on. Like, Thanksgiving's a disaster. I mean, they're begging people not to travel.
I know. And then here we are going to Vegas. But listen, it's super short and we're just going right there and back. But anyways, okay. So also they had some questions. They wanted to just, you know, they're curious about things. So they want to know, well, somebody said they wanted to tell the bike story, but we kind of just went over that.
I don't know how this works, but I see you reading something.
I'm reading something off my phone. This is just me. I'm just doing it. Okay, so they want to know what do you think one of the funniest stories about me is? Like, what's a funny story that you guys have about me?
Oh, my best story is never live it down.
What?
When you took Justin, he decided to go through the drive-thru and buy burgers and stuff at McDonald's when you were like 13 years old. And you guys didn't want dinner from where I was. And I came home and I put my butt on the car to feed the dog. And I'm like, Mom's away. The car's hot. How did the car get hot?
And you were 13, so you took it to the drive-thru at McDonald's.
With Justin as a passenger.
And you know what's so funny is now that everyone on my Instagram knows I always do these drive-thru videos. And I'm like, guys, I'm sure everyone's like, hi, can I please have a 3/4 pounder? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, so you were driving at 13, and we could just picture how they let a kid like your size go through a drive-thru and order food is beyond me.
I don't know.
In an expedition, mind you.
A huge green expedition.
Yep.
So, I know.
I mean, you could have killed yourselves, but you could have done a lot of damage.
Okay, I mean, let's not act like I wasn't.
Luckily, you made it, and it was funny after the fact.
You were a good driver.
I was a good driver. I mean, I used to drive your cars all the time. I was telling people that I was like, I learned how to drive stick when I was like 9 years old on one of your cars.
You're driving motorcycle with me illegally all over Ocean City, Maryland.
That's what I said too. And then also, and then I tell people too, I'm like, I bought my first car when I was 15, which we don't get a permit in New Jersey until 16, and I still drove it all over.
So that was my funny story. I don't really have it. The other best one was when Justin was driving Andrew in the go-kart. And
I never told that on here once. I'll tell it real quick. It was that weird parking lot. And yeah, we got a go-kart. And did we buy that go-kart from AJ?
No, I bought it from somebody down the road.
Okay, when we got that go-kart, yeah, and Justin had our cousin in the go-kart, and they go for a ride, and then Justin comes back, and we're like, where the hell is Andrew? And he was like, oh, he flew out. And we're like, what the fuck?
And he kept coming.
And he kept on going, and he left them out.
He just, like, left him staying there.
Left him in the road.
Oh, my God. No, the McDonald's one's good. Like I said, I used to take the cars all the time. I told you, I used to take your M3. You have no idea.
Yeah, I don't want to know either.
Well, now you already know.
I would have thrown you out of the house and grounded you, one or the other.
Grounded. I know. I told people. I said we were never grounded.
I would have if I caught you doing that one.
I know. People said, they were like, oh, were your parents strict growing up? And I said, no.
I was stupid to leave the keys around the car, but I trusted you, but I should not have.
No, but I said you guys were very lenient. They said, oh, did they not care that you were throwing parties? I said, no, they said throw the parties at home.
Well, that's what we said. Throw them at home.
I mean, we know all your friends. Yeah, we didn't mind.
And I said, you guys are known as the fun parents.
Because we know all your friends.
Well, no, because you guys like to have fun as well.
Exactly.
Well, we do.
We're fun people.
And then the parents call you out us.
whose parents called you?
Jackie Jankos
at the time.
Oh, well, that's Katie's friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody from here. Oh, just Mike Daly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But other than that, no, like I said, nobody really called. Everything was fine. And then they were like, wait, so they didn't know that you were just like in high, because, you know, in high school, remember, all my friends were older by the time I was like a sophomore. And they're like, they didn't know like what you were doing at night. And I was like, no.
No, we really didn't. We were hoping not what we knew.
Well, no, but.
Disrespect that.
Well, no, but even before I started doing drugs, this was just me like going out and drinking and partying. I would go to Rutgers. Oh, yeah. That's what I said. They said they didn't care because I still got good grades and did my whatever. And I worked.
Right.
As long as you get up, do your thing. Don't let it impact, you know, getting out of bed in the morning, and don't call out.
You don't call out.
Lie, cheat, or steal.
And lie, cheat, or steal.
You know that's our rule. You remember the time you guys lit the woods on fire?
What?
You lit the woods on fire behind the house?
I don't remember.
Yeah, and you lied, Justin. One of you guys told the truth. One got punished, one didn't.
Was that what Brittany didn't?
I think so.
Yeah, you guys went.
Wait,
in the back.
What do you mean?
Playing with matches.
And we lit the woods on fire?
Yeah.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah, a lot of stunts.
Well, they also want to know how they raised such a stellar individual with the best sense of humor.
You got that from me.
Oh, that's
bull. I think I got it from myself.
Yes, I think so.
I think I got it from myself.
It's your own corny sense of humor.
They said, do your parents know, what does it say? Do your parents know that you're famous on Instagram? I said, I'm not famous on Instagram.
I don't follow Instagram. I don't know anything about Instagram.
No, they said, do they know, I said, when somebody said, do they know you have a podcast? I'm like, obviously they're fucking coming on here. What do you tell people when they ask what I do?
We don't know what the fuck you do.
A variety of things. I say that you photograph items for advertisement.
That's not wrong. It's more so.
I just say you work on the internet. You do different things on the internet.
That's
like
one of
people
the things.
Get hit and they make money.
I work on the internet. What a broad. Maybe
like your podcasts make money by getting hits, right? For advertising.
Correct. And then same thing with the Instagram. And then I have the Pop Goggles merchandise site, which is a separate website, which that I make through actual sales.
Right. And just like people do YouTube. You know, they make money getting their viewings to get hits. I don't know how it works, but I know it works.
But it works. And then, yeah, and then the photography stuff. And then, you know, I'm doing the mentoring. And yeah. But I always, they want to know, because they wonder too. Everyone's like, everyone says my finances are the most mysterious thing about me. And so, yeah, somebody said, I want to know what they say when people ask what I do. What do you say when people ask what Justin does?
We never know. We don't understand. I went to his office. I still don't understand.
No, he works for a Ponzi scheme?
I say he sells air.
I was like, this is insane.
That's my opinion, because I've gone to his office multiple times and I've asked his friends, what do you guys do? And they cannot explain it to us.
I've asked the coworkers there too. I say, what do you guys do? And they're like, we don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what you do? How can you go to work and not know what you're working on?
Because they all don't know what they're working on, so they all work to the nowhere.
They sell promotions.
They sell promotions, but
they try to promote the company.
Some companies, not their company.
It's a Ponzi scheme. What do you say when people ask what Katie does?
She's a professor. And she also works in restaurants as waitressing.
Well, not anymore. She's a professor and a counselor and teacher.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, she's
jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. That's how I feel like I am too. Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yes.
We're trying to master some. We're trying to, you know, get other stuff going. Okay. They want to know in order most difficult to raise, in order of, and to least difficult.
Depends what time it started.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. As babies.
Oh, as babies.
I only had you two.
Okay.
Oh, you first, most difficult.
Then Justin.
Then Justin. Mm-hmm. Then.
As babies, Katie was a piece of cake. So I never had Tiff at a baby, so I wouldn't know. Tiff was the most difficult to start to raise.
Okay, as teenagers.
Tiffany, then you. At different times.
At different times.
You were easier up till 14. She was really hard up until 16. Then you were really hard from 16 on.
Okay. And then Justin was easy.
No, yeah. He at 14 and 15, he was wicked.
Yeah. He was wicked. That's why I tell people too. He's a fucking monster.
He was a wicked, mean, nasty person.
I know. That's why we always try to explain it. I was telling Greg, we're all going to dinner later, me, Justin, and Greg. And I would always say, even now, I'm like, Justin could be a monster.
Oh, yeah.
He can get nasty.
We were afraid of him.
I know. Yeah. And I was like, he was an evil. Yeah, he was an evil child. Because then even remember, he was like sitting in he was in that like back room and he was all.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to stab you. That's what he used to say.
I know. And he'd be like, Sue, shut the fuck up.
So everybody goes through the different times in life.
And do you think Katie was difficult?
No. She was a piece of cake.
Really?
Yeah. She did like two bad things. That was it.
What were the two bad things?
Well,
the one.
Put that out here.
and then the one where she got arrested?
That was bad
because
she took care of it.
I know. I never even knew. I'm like, who doesn't get arrested for weed?
She just didn't want to squeal on the person, so she took the hit.
Did Tiff ever get arrested?
No, I don't think so.
No, she just got
involved when people got arrested.
She got her fake ID taken away and maybe hauled into jail. She had to do community service.
Oh, did Justin ever get arrested?
No.
He's too scared to get arrested.
No, he's too lucky because one day it's not about scared. One day he's going to be blacked out and something's going to happen. I've saved him. Last time we were in Vegas, speaking of Vegas, remember I told you he stole that person's shoes because he thought it was theirs, and he stole their wallet and their watch and all their stuff in it. He was like, this is my stuff. And I was like, Justin, no, it's not. He was so drunk, he didn't know. And then so the cops came and they were going to arrest him for grand theft. So I had to take him back to the hotel room.
You're a savior.
I was like, oh my
God.
Good
luck tomorrow.
Yeah. There's no shows open or anything when you go there tomorrow.
No, nobody. We're just going to hang by the pool. I just want to get some sun.
Well, when we were there, they closed the pool down on us.
What do you mean they closed the pool down?
They closed the pool so they didn't want any help. They wanted people kind of hanging around by other people. They shut the pool down.
Okay, well, we're going to go by the pool because that's what I'm like, what else am I going to do?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what they've reopened up there. I have no clue. I have no clue.
Just wing it. I'm sure you'll figure it
out. We'll figure it out. Like I said, I just want to relax. Somebody wants to know, Sue, what's your wildest story from the ER? Because they knew you were a nurse.
Yeah, but I wasn't in the ER.
Oh, I thought you were in the ER.
No, I was in OB and pediatrics.
So watching babies being born, not like something major is going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's kind of major, babies being born.
And not like trauma, accidents.
That was great, babies being born. I don't have any great nursing tales to tell. There was nothing.
Okay, no, but so mom, dad said the McDonald's story was his favorite. So what, do you have a favorite story of me that's funny or ridiculous?
No, I think that the McDonald's one topped it. We both had the same story in mind.
Okay, any other stories about me, whether they're bad or not?
No, I don't think there weren't many stories. No, I mean, you were good. You were good when we went to the boat. You were good when we learned to drive a motorcycle. You didn't really do anything wrong.
That's what I say to people too. I think people realize they think I was like a delinquent when I was younger. I was always good. We were like,
oh, you're great.
No, you're always behind my ass, just going, where are we going next?
You watched baggage. You worked on stuff with him.
Yeah, you were helping me work in the basement when you were a little baby.
Uh huh.
Like, I was a baby, probably like 6 years old, maybe. I got pictures of you with the hammers in your hands. And
I always
helped me sheetrock things and help fix stuff.
You love the boat?
I love the boat. And I always did a good job in school.
There was no hassles, there was no fights. unfortunately you tried the evil thing that can destroy anybody,
the evil thing.
Well, no, I watched the story about John Belushi last night, and it destroys a person.
It destroys a person. No, they just want. Yeah, they want to know if I was. I always say like I was good until then. I was well behaved. My room was clean. I always tell them that I have OCD. Oh, that's what it was. I said, remember when you guys first realized that I had OCD, because I would kind of cry if there were like more.
The bed wasn't made right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could only have three things on your dresser.
Yep. That's what I say, so people don't understand that. So even now, you can see there's three things like on this. Yeah, there's three, and then there's the Oh, people say that too. They say, "Oh, even when you're doing drugs, we're still things clean. Your place still clean." I'm like, "Oh yeah."
I know, right?
Yeah.
That OCD just kicks
OCD, on through. But I have OCD, so
okay.
Not as bad, not near like you did, but I used to like, you remember, I used to flip out, somebody move my CDs out of the range. I had all that kind of stuff in my garage, had to be exactly where it was.
Yeah.
I was pretty good at figuring stuff out.
Yeah.
You were pretty good at figuring out how I knew where my stuff was.
I'm crafty.
Yeah, well, that was unfortunate because I'm pretty good at setting things up.
You're pretty good at setting things up. So am I. No, like I said, my place is all nice and whatever. They wanted like wild stories from you guys, but I don't think you guys want to tell them. When I talked to Dad yesterday, he's like, I don't want people to know this shit.
No, don't need
them to know that.
No, I just said you guys are fun.
Yeah, I mean, like to drink and.
A funny story, a funny crazy.
Yeah, story. Let's hear a funny story.
Funny crazy story, and Mom will remember this one. We're in St. Martin, and we borrowed Billy's car because we were going out to pick up some food.
Billy and Donna,
yep. And we were all hammered, but we said, well, we'll go pick up the food. We go into this parking lot. And I run into a guy's car.
I just
run right into the guy's car. He's yelling at me, and I'm laughing my ass off.
Well, we had too much to drink, so we were both laughing so hard. We couldn't even talk to the man.
So the guy back, I said, surrender the car, don't worry about it. Guy gets back in or whatever. I back out, I smack him again.
You should have been driving is what you shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah, but in St. Martin, they don't do anything to you.
There's no DUIs in St. Martin.
No,
I don't give a shit what you do. So we got the car back and I freaking dented the car. So we just put the car back in the space, got the food, went back the next morning. We're waiting for Billy to go, what the hell happened? But they never said anything to us. We were laughing so hard. I almost fell out of the car while we were driving.
Jeez Louise.
And the guy was just like yelling at us. We're like, don't worry about it.
Oh my God. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember when I first moved to LA? And like I was driving that car that Dimitri had like kind of I had like taken from him or whatever, and I left the dentist and they had like given me all this nitrous or whatever, and I hit somebody, I rear-ended somebody, but I didn't remember. And then like a couple months later, Dad was like, you got into an accident you don't even remember.
Yeah, I remember because you had the nitrous.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I didn't remember. Apparently I rear-ended a pregnant woman.
What about when Katie went to the dealership, smacked the car in a dealership when she was picking up Mom's car or something.
And she left.
And they all knew who it was. They knew it was a car.
She hit a brand new car. And we get a call from the dealer
before she got home. And they're like, you know, your daughter just kind of smacked a brand new car and just laughed. License plate, they know everything about you. So it was kind of crazy.
Katie still does that. Katie pulls into her garage and just scrapes things. And she's like, oh, well.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, well, the guy was cool.
How narrow that garage is. I don't know how you get in.
Oh, no, but just everything, no matter what, she hits stuff. There's a lot of car hitting stuff. I never said how, Mom, you've backed into so many of our cars in the driveway.
She ran over bicycles.
And hit Tiff's car, two of them.
You hit two of Tiff's car. You backed into both Cavaliers. And then you hit my silver SI. Remember? It was on the opposite side. I always parked in the driveway behind Dad's. And you must have come out, gone on an angle. And you ran in. It was before I went to school. And you're like, oh, my God, I hit your car. I'm so sorry. I'll pay for it. And the whole side, I had to get the new door, everything.
I took the mirror off, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always had bigger cars. I guess that's why.
I was like, what a mess. Another good funny story about Dad was when he fell off the scooter at Kathy Berger's driveway.
That's another drunk story.
Because you were drunk, so you thought like, oh yeah, I'll ride this. Remember razor scooters?
And it went right over the driveway, flipped straight up upside down, and I went flying.
And you went flying, and no shirt on too. So you're just like, later, Kathy, and you took your hand off, and you just fly down, and then boom.
Right, yeah, and she brought me back home, all banged up,
and your ear was cut up.
Yeah.
There was another story too, right? Earlier where you cut some part of your ear off.
Yeah, I was at a bachelor party. I ran down the steps at North Edison before you were born. And my head smacked the side of the door. And mom came home while I was in bed and my ears
No, bleeding. You weren't in bed. I was right there watching you. And no, your ears you came up from work. I was. You were still up. I watched you do it.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, she took me down the road speeding and the cops looking at me and she goes, I didn't even need Novocaine. Just put the stitches in.
What?
I was drinking tequila shots.
Oh my God. Oh, another good thing about the cops too. Remember I told you, or remember you said how like one time you got pulled over and the cop said something and you were like, oh no, I was just going to pick up all these pills for my friend. And they were literally just like ibuprofen or something. But you like held up a bag of pills. Didn't you say that happened?
It never happened to me.
To me?
Oh, it's somebody. Oh, somebody.
No. Wasn't me.
Dad is the craziest pulled over stories because he never gets
taken. How about I got pulled over when I was in a Halloween costume dressed up as a clown and the guy's like, we can't even take you into the station. They just took me home.
Well, what do you mean station? Why would you get taken to the station?
Because I was drunk.
So they just let you go.
Going home from a Halloween party. The cops just go, we're not even taken. We don't even want to get laughed at. They just drove. I was literally in my neighborhood. They just said, leave the car here. They took me down the street.
Well, that happened. I don't even know if you ever know this. I think I told this on the story on the podcast one time. Remember Monica Damiani?
Yeah.
She had that big house that's down the street, whatever.
Yeah,
we know.
Not that
they
street.
They own the Damiani's restaurant.
That's right, Damiani. You know, there's Monica's, whatever. So one time, this is when we were 17, and remember that girl, Dev? She was a mess.
Yeah. Yes.
She's fun, though. So we one time, this is when I was 17, I had the black Acura RSX Type S, the one we got from Hoboken, and we went to Monica's house at night, and then at like probably 5 in the morning, we were leaving, we were driving back. So she was in her car, I was in mine. And we're driving down on Amwell, but we're coming from like, you know, the Flemington direction. So I was going to make a right onto Marshall, onto our road. And a cop turned his lights on to pull me over. And I was like, oh, I was 17. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get DUI. I mean, I was like pretty drunk, whatever. And then right as he goes to pull me over, Dev goes flying over. Like, I think, I think she was maybe ahead of me or something first or behind me and then went past and then flew over the curb on the corner of Amwell and Marshall.
So they went right
for her. She told her car and she got a DUI. So me and Matt Madier parked the car at our house and walked right back over. And he was like, get the fuck out of here. You have no idea how lucky you are that this happened. And it's not you. And we were like, oh shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't even walk back.
Oh, I didn't
leave.
Know that one.
Mm-hmm. Remember when I was in City, Maryland, mom got pulled over and I kept on going, said, screw that. And I kept on going and we both had jersey tags.
Just for speeding.
Oh, I think, yeah, I remember that. I think.
And he's like, you know, the other car, because I had jersey tags. He goes, I don't know who it is. I just kept on going and said, I'm not getting stopped.
You said you didn't know who that is?
Mom.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That's not nice at all.
She got the ticket. Why give me the ticket too? I was already gone. He went to pull us both over. Mom pulled over and I didn't.
Is there any fun Ocean City, Maryland stories?
I had some from my high school days, but they were crazy.
Oh, I was just telling somebody, you know what's so funny is that a lot of people like randomly I'll say that I've been there or whatever, and people that have been there have such a connection to it. They're like, oh my God, did you go to Secrets? Did you do that? Like people really know it.
Yeah, see, everybody knows it.
I went to Secrets when it opened the first week.
Before, now everyone says that it's like staph infection, chlamydia infected water.
Yeah. But this way, we could take the wave runner, just drive right up on the beach. It was like one palm tree. It was really small. Wasn't much to it. There were no rafts out on the water or anything like that. It was a totally different place. It was pretty cool. And then and now it's all commercialized.
Oh.
It's not as much fun anymore.
Well, I would still like to go, maybe next summer. But we do have to wrap it up because I have to go to the chiropractor. I'm going to a chiropractor, a new one, to get an assessment and see what they can fix if it affects my headaches.
Okay.
Well, and I'm going to Petrox. Drinking.
That's fun. No, I'm going to, you know what I think it is? I think when I got in that fucking motorcycle accident, I think it had done something and I think that might be causing the headaches or I don't know.
Yeah, that could be.
Oh, there was the other time too, that story. Then you got into a motorcycle accident.
Mom made you drive the motorcycle. I made you drive the motorcycle back.
And I was like 14, we go there and she's like, I'll never forget. We sat outside in the back. She had just opened a bottle of champagne. And then I see her and she goes, oh, Christ. She goes, I'm not coming. And then she's like, fine, I'll be right there. And then we went and picked you and then Ron, and then he drove his bike back. And then I drove that wobbly fucking motorcycle back across.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron had mom's bike.
And then, and then you were in that bed in the bedroom downstairs, in that room downstairs.
Yeah, because I had two rods put in my leg.
What a mess.
That was a bad accident. It wasn't a good accident.
So was mine. Everyone forgets about it. I think everyone forgets that I was in that accident.
And I jumped off the bike. If the bike didn't bounce off the tree and come back into the ditch, I would have not had a scratch on me. It was unbelievable. The bike flew back 20 feet after it ran into the tree when I jumped off.
Unbelievable. Oh, wait, speaking of accidents, this is the last thing and then we'll finish. Whatever happened with that accident in the Astrovan, like where we, didn't something happen?
Nothing happened.
Oh, yeah. I was just driving and trying to make a left and the truck she pulled around me and it blasted in and it popped Justin out of his car seat.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, nothing happened to get in trouble or anything.
No, there was no ticket or anything.
But anything, any injuries? No.
Justin was bleeding.
That was it.
I guess just because he blasted out of his car seat.
Of course he did. All right. I got to wrap it up because, like I said, okay. I got
to
hit the chiropractor.
Right. I get to talk
good
to you.
Good talking to you.
All right, and you too.
We'll do a separate Zoom just to see if the video works. I think it will if I shut my computer down and turn back on.
Yeah, you can do that just to test it yourself. Not on my time. Not on the podcast time.
No, not on my time. We're still on regular time.
All right, no, I'm kidding. Okay. All right, so yeah, I'll just end it and then don't worry. The recording will stay.
All right, have a great time.
All right,
bye. Thank you.
Don't let you get too much trouble.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So much better. It's so much better.